Good day to you, folks. Welcome to America's most progressive little town, Middleburg, USA. We're so up to date, there's even a suffragist movement on Main Street. Women are demanding the right to vote. And speaking about new ideas, I'd like to show you through our home. We Peabodys pride ourselves on having all the latest conveniences, like our new gas lamp that gives a light as brilliant as 50 candles. Guaranteed non-explosive, too, and that's progress. Let's see, it's Saturday night. Should be time for the children's bath.
The Saturday bath is for everyone. It's once a week and it's lots of fun.
Ouch!
That's my wife, Sarah, and the children. Can't blame Billy for screaming. It's hard getting used to a bath every week. Here's why we can bathe so often nowadays. Our new coal-burning stove has the revolutionary side reservoir. Stores 5 gallons of hot water. Why, Susie and Johnny can hardly wait for their hot bath. We bought Grandpa a talking machine for his birthday. Imagine the old boy living to be 60. He's a little hard of hearing, though. Hey, Grandpa! You can see why the talking machine is called the greatest entertainer in the world. Even the Waldorf Astoria has one to entertain its guests at luncheon. Come on, Grandpa. Turn it off before all the neighbors come over again tonight. These are Mrs. Peabody's wash day wonders. Now she can do the wash in just 5 hours and still have time for recreation. You know, like canning and making soap. There's nothing like fresh air for drying clothes. That's the new air suction dust killer vacuum cleaner. Sucks up all the germs around the house. Seems like it was just yesterday we tramped through rain and snow to the well out back for water. Now it's right here in the kitchen. Amazing what modern science can do. Well, I think you've met everybody in the Peabody family. Oh, I almost forgot. Cut. Oh, I almost forgot about Jane, our teenager. But we hardly ever see her anyway. She's all excited about a new fad. Something called trolley parties on the new horseless streetcar in town. Sometimes I wonder what this younger generation is coming to. Yes, it's quite an age we live in. Hard to imagine how life could be any easier.